is the Brad Show on the air via Raw Radio. We are here to give you the buzz you're not getting from the mainstream media. We are here to cut through the mainstream crap that you're getting out there. Of course, I've got nothing but jazz in my ears. Can we take that down? Holy cow. All right, that's a lot better. Welcome back to the Brad Show. This is our premiere episode, up and rolling by the seat of our pants. Oh, there's more jazz in my ears. Ken, our engineer, is a George W. Bush voter. That's all I'm saying. Welcome back to the show. It's our final hour of our first thrilling episode. We hope it's thrilling. I really do. And I can't tell what you guys think. We had open threads at bradblog.com where I am the investigative blogger. But I can't even read it because we have no internet in the studio. We got nothing. We're 24 hours ago. They said, hey, you want to go live on the network? We said, yeah. And we'll figure out how to do it later. So we are figuring it out sort of as we go. And I just want to thank you guys out there for joining us, for listening in. And this wacky creation, this media hellstorm we're calling Raw Radio. Coming at you Saturday nights. We're going to repeat tomorrow, unless they cancel us, at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific. You can get there via rawstory.com. You can get there via ibcradio.com, ibcrn.com. If you have a cell phone and you must get your Brad Show fix, apparently you can go to mymbn.com. That stands for mobilebroadcastnetwork.com, and you can listen on your mobile phone. It's Sunday. You're not going to have to pay for that. We're also heard on, at least one affiliate that we know of. You see, we really are trying to figure out what the hell we're doing on the air. I've never done this before, can you tell? So one of our affiliates, we know we're on WWPR, 1490 AM, Bradenton, Tampa, in Florida. So, hey, hi, Florida. Good to have you on board. If you'd like to send an email to the show, I won't get it, but I'll get it later when I go home. I won't get it now. You can send to thebradblog@seville.com. Next week, maybe it'll be thebradshow@seville.com once we get that set up. You can talk about the show at bradblog.com. You can talk about it over at rawstory.com, and I hear via our cell phone spies that you can also talk about it over at democraticunderground.com. Hey, DUers, how are you? Okay, a couple of things. Since I'm just learning this game, I feel I cut Larissa off a little too quickly. She's been doing an extraordinary job exposing the scam, frankly, that is this Carter Baker Commission. They are meeting this Blue Ribbon Commission full of GOP operatives, of guys who worked on the 2000 election for George Bush. They're all calling themselves, you know, nonpartisans. They're going to be meeting on Monday at American University in Washington, D.C., and we hope that there will be some folks to meet them and tell them what they think of this commission. Frankly, James Baker needs to step down. The man who stopped the votes from being counted in 2000 has no business being on an election reform commission. It's outrageous. Please go to velvetrevolution.us, where we've set up a web letter that you can send to Jimmy Carter telling him what you think of James Baker and his anti-reform cronies sitting at the top of this election reform commission. It's amazing, and Larissa from Raw Story has done some amazing work to expose what they're doing, and I have a feeling there's more on the way. Hang on, I have to drink water. Ah. Did I mention I also have a cold? You don't hear people coughing like that on Sean Hannity's show, do you? Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity. I say we get good at this and go, 5 days a week, 3 hours a day. That's all we ask. Go up against those bastards. If you're in favor of that, stop by bradblog.com and give us a donation. Stop by rawstory.com and give us a donation until we sell some ads. Let's see, do I have any more ads here before I speak with Robert Kohler, the Tribune syndicate editor and columnist? You know, I'm asking if I have any more ads to read, and I don't even have anybody to ask. I don't know who the hell I'm talking to. So let's see. You know, I'm going to fly through just to make sure we cover everybody. CaseOhio.org, one of our sponsors, just came in the last couple of hours. Thank you, CaseOhio.org. Then there's the ReedsboroAuctioneers.com. Too difficult to spell, so I'm going to say give them a call at 802-423-9972. That's 802-423-9972. They are longtime supporters of RawStory.com. Now our groundbreaking original sponsors on The Brad Show on Raw Radio. So thank you, guys. They're looking to purchase the contents of estates, businesses, liquidations, and overstock, contents of garages, attics, and basements, and they pay generous finder fees. Visit them at ReedsboroAuctioneers.com. Who else do we have? You know what? Here's an ad for Raw Story. We're going to get to, I hope Bob Kohler is on the line. Is he on the line? Yeah? Okay, he's waiting. Hang on, Bob. I'll be right there. Let's see. Here's a little ad for, RawStory.com. When the bankruptcy bill passed the Senate a few weeks ago, CNN gave it 40 seconds on a hour-long newscast, and they spent the better part of the hour discussing Michael Jackson's stumble and pajama bottoms. Are you tired of fluff news? Point your browser to RawStory.com, the rising alternative news source that provides coverage across the spectrum and from around the world. Whether it's Tom DeLay's latest ethics quagmire or election reform. Wait, Tom DeLay is involved in an ethics quagmire? What? Oh, yeah. Yeah. One, let's see. One person is nodding yes, and Ken, the Republican, says, oh, I don't know anything about it. RawStory.com is ahead of the curve and up to the minute. Head to RawStory.com for your news, and you'll get the truth and the raw story. Okay, I think we've done that business, and I think we can go to our final guest of the evening on the premiere broadcast of The Brad Show. Robert Kohler is a national award-winning columnist. He's a reporter and editor and has been based in Chicago for 25 years. His columns and essays have appeared in numerous newspapers and magazines and have been heard on National Public Radio. He's currently syndicated by Tribune Media Services, which is a branch of the Chicago Tribune. In blog speak, we would call that the mainstream media, the MSM. He's been writing his column for about 6 years, and his website is commonwonders.com. Bob is a widower and single father of a college-age daughter, currently working on a book about his 7 years as a single dad, as well as the experience of loss, grief, and cancer. A reader once called his column blatantly relevant. Huh. And he tries to live up to that description with every column he wrote. He wrote a Lollapalooza of a column this week. I'm going to cover that in a second. But I want to say I met Bob last week at the Nashville Election Reform Conference in Nashville. And I was speaking on one of the panels concerning the media and why the mainstream media hasn't covered so many of the issues we're talking about here today, tonight. And when I saw there was a guy from Tribune Syndicate, I thought he must be the bravest man alive to get up on stage with myself and Bob Petrakis from the Free Press. And it turned out that Bob Kohler was a good guy after all. I think he's on our side. So there are some good guys out there in the MSM. Bob Kohler is one of them. He wrote an astounding piece. Check out commonwonders.com. This piece is called, sticking with our election theme today, The Silent Scream of Numbers, The 2004 Election Was Stolen. Will someone please tell the media? Holy cow. Someone in the mainstream media says the election was stolen. I haven't even said it was stolen. Bob Kohler, welcome to The Brad Show. Are you out there? Ha! Are you there? We've lost him. I could talk about how good he is for a while longer. I think we got about 45 minutes. Apparently, I wasn't nice enough, and once again, it was one of those mainstream media fixes. All right, we're going to try to get him back on the line, but you know what? Let me reach a little bit what Bob Kohler had to say. Unbelievable article. The 2004 election was stolen. Will someone please tell the media, as they slowly hack democracy to death, we're as alone we citizens as we've ever been, protected only by the dust-covered cliches of the nation's founding fathers, who said eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. Well, it's time to blow off the dust and start paying the price. And if we don't... Oh, now I'm knocked out entirely. Am I still on the air? Okay, good. All of a sudden, the buzz in my ears went away. I can't hear myself. We're going to keep talking. It's an amazing article. We hope we can get him here to talk about it. And, well, let's see. Let's give you the phone numbers for the show. If you'd like to call in, 314-781-6540. This is live Seat of Your Pants Radio. And, well, hopefully Bob Kohler will be here to talk about things. It turns out that he's a good guy, and it turns out that there are some out there in the mainstream media who are willing to report on the truth. And as I joked when I spoke in Nashville, I wasn't sure how much longer Bob Kohler would have a job hanging out with the likes of us bloggers, us MSMers. And, but he's hanging in there. He may even be on the phone now. Are you, Bob?
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Hey, Bob. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm good.
Did you hear any of that, or were you completely in the dark?
No, I couldn't hear it.
I was saying that you are nothing but trouble. No, actually, I wasn't saying you're nothing but trouble. I was singing your praises for this unbelievable article that you wrote in the on commonwonders.com, and it's syndicated through the Tribune Media Services. You say the 2004 election was stolen. Are you out of your mind? How can you say that?
Yeah, I know. I must be out of my mind.
Where did you get that idea?
Well, I got that idea in Nashville.
Yeah?
And, I went down to Nashville knowing that there was what I called malice, a lot of malice in the last election. You know, the dirty tricks, the long lines, all the ways that inner city voters got messed with and jerked around, and so that was clear to me, but I didn't know a lot about the other side of it, the numbers, and this was an immersion in numbers this past weekend in Nashville
at the National Election Reform Conference down there.
Correct.
And so you did not go in feeling that the election was stolen, but you came out feeling that it was stolen?
That's right.
And why do you think, here you are, a guy, your editor at the Tribune Media Services,
yeah,
a branch of Chicago Tribune,
right?
How can it be that you did not know this information?
Because, yes, right. Well, how can it be? You know, I relied too much on the kind of coverage that everyone else relies on,
which is the mainstream media overlooking this stuff.
Precisely.
Why is the mainstream media ignoring what seems to go on? I mean, you heard what was going on in Nashville. They give you numbers. They give you hard information, hard evidence, not conspiracy theories.
Right.
How can they overlook this stuff?
Right. Well, I think there are several reasons. One, it's easy not to understand. In other words, it's numbers. It's numbers, and I think it's easy not to be influenced by numbers and to say, you know, that's one thing. It's not screaming as loudly to people that aren't listening as, it's easy not to listen, for one thing. And then there's a whole predilection not to listen.
How can that be? This is our our democracy. This is our election, our national election, a presidential election. This isn't the election for dog catcher. Why is there a predilection not to listen? I can confirm what you've said. I've talked to a lot of folks in the mainstream media.
Right.
Your friends, Bob.
My friends.
I've talked to them. They said, "Oh, there was nothing here."
I wish they were better friends.
Yeah.
Maybe we could. Maybe I could make them listen to me.
What's it going to take to make people to, look at our democracy and look at what's going on and look at these hard numbers and stop calling guys like me conspiracy theorists?
Yeah.
What's it going to take?
Well, I think there was a very, very strong feeling within the center of this this community, it's not just the media, but the media are part of it, that what's really important is that there be a leader in this country, that there not be ambiguity. I think this was the momentum propelling the media to seize whatever the results were.
So you're feeling because Kerry, or as I like to call him, Senator Never Surrender,
yes,
decided to give up the next day, you think that that's what was driving their coverage or their lack thereof?
Well, as soon as Bush, as soon as it looked like Bush won, he won. I mean, the media saw its job not to question, not to poke around, not to probe, but to be this force that legitimizes.
And now you're a guy, you're the editor for Tribune Media Services Syndicate, and you're suggesting that the media doesn't feel their job is to poke around?
Precisely. Not on this. That should come as no surprise to people that know about. I mean, why haven't they written anything about depleted uranium? I mean, as just one example of something that the media is afraid to touch.
These are your friends, Bob. Can't you do anything about these people? I mean, they won't talk to me. Well, some of them do.
Well, this is the thing. I'm doing what I can. And it's, let me just tell you a conversation I had 2 days ago with an editor at an important paper. I don't want to disclose the paper and there may be some personal embarrassment, but this person called me on an unrelated topic. It's just out of the blue. And I asked what the deal? Are you interested? She was calling about another piece I had written. I said, are you interested in something on the election? And her response was a very terse. Well, first she said, which election? And I said, the 2004 election.
Right.
Okay. And her response was a very, very terse no. Very, very flat, level, and kind of lethal no.
Did she give a reason why?
And then she said, he won. And that was it. It was a three-sentence reply.
So that's why she didn't want to look into it, because...
He won.
Who were we talking... Bush won?
He won, meaning Bush. Bush won.
And she didn't want to look into it any further.
Right. I can tell when a mind is closed.
Right.
And there was a closed mind at the other end of the line. It threw me for a loop. I didn't know what I...
Hey, Bob, welcome to my world.
Yeah.
I've been reporting on this stuff since November.
Yes.
And trying to get folks to pay attention. And you can show them evidence. You can show them hard evidence. You can show them video. You can show them numbers. And it's just... I don't get it. Hang on one sec. It looks like we have a caller suggesting that they have breaking news about Conyers. Well, we'll see what we're going to get. This is Kurt in Washington, D.C. Kurt, are you out there?
I'm here. How are you today, Brett?
I'm doing well, Kurt. Thanks for calling in. By the way, I don't think that, Bob, I'm not sure if you'll be able to hear Kurt.
Okay.
So I will tell you what he had to say. What's up, Kurt?
I've been a big follower of you with Brad Blog and Velvet Revolution. You've done a terrific job where the mass media has failed us. And I was just alerted just a few minutes ago that Congressman John Conyers, the minority leader of the House Judiciary Committee, has endorsed a comprehensive list of recommendations for the Baker-Carter Commission put together by a coalition of pro-democracy organizations led by none other than Velvet Revolution.
Hey, man, that's cool.
So this just came out. It just hit the wires.
Where did it hit? What wires did that hit, Kurt?
Well, it looks like it's hit the press wires, because I just saw it, and it's a press release, it looks like, or a release from Conyers' office dated April 16th. And he says, quote, I wholeheartedly support and endorse the recommendations of the coalition, which includes Velvet Revolution. I've heard from thousands of progressive activists, along with traditional civil rights groups, who are very concerned about the direction of the Baker-Carter Commission.
All right.
I have previously written to President Carter expressing my concerns about James Baker being on the commission because he will be remembered forever for his role in disenfranchising Florida voters, particularly minority voters and the elderly, by stopping the count in Florida. This weekend, additional information has come to light in the alternative media, obviously Velvet Revolution, Brad Blog, and Raw Story, about other advisors to the commission and the witnesses chosen for the first hearing.
All right. We actually... Thanks, Kurt, for that. That's great news. I'm sorry to cut you off. Thanks for everything. We're getting to the bottom of the hour. Bob, Kurt was calling in from D.C. with some breaking news.
Okay.
And I didn't know if, who knows if I can believe it or not, since I don't even have a internet access here, unbelievably.
Oh.
But
okay.
What he had to say was that John Conyers has apparently endorsed the VelvetRevolution.us campaign, which is trying to point out all the unbelievable stuff that we were talking about in the last hour with the Baker-Carter Commission.
Okay.
We're going to talk more after the bottom of the hour about the mainstream media. We're with Bob Kohler here on The Brad Show on Raw Radio.
Raw Radio. Radio. Radio.
Talking with Robert Kohler, award-winning Chicago-based journalist, editor at the Tribune Media Services, nationally syndicated writer, and the man in the mainstream media who was brave enough to come out and say that the 2004 election was stolen. Did you get any feedback from your compatriots on that article?
Well, I've gotten a lot of feedback. Not so much for my compatriots at this stage of the game, no. I don't work in a newsroom to be surrounded by a lot of compatriots. I'm up 10 floors above the newsroom in Tribune Tower, and so I'm, you know, which is one reason why, probably it's one reason why I feel freer to write what I want than, or what I believe, I should say, than if I were in, you know, in the thick of the attitude that prevails in a newsroom.
Do you think that they're not free to write about what they want? I mean, if folks in the mainstream saw some of these things that were going on, whether it's the election or, as you talked about, the depleted uranium issues, if they right. you know, came and pitched these stories, are they told, oh, you can't write about this stuff? I mean, where are they? Where are these guys?
I think that it's probably a more subtle kind of discouragement. I mean, I think the media is so good at self-censorship, and somehow it trickles down. I mean, there was a lot of revealing, semi-revealing stuff that the New York Times and the Washington Post, they analyzed their own war coverage back, you know, five, 6 months ago.
Right.
And, you know, and came up with these, a certain sort of self-blame.
Was this a public analysis, by the way, or a private analysis?
Well, these were public analyses. I mean, the New York Times did it first, and then the Post did it afterwards. Bob Woodward was quoted in the Post. I mean, so it was somewhat raw and, you know, an open candor. Bob Woodward was quoted in the Post article saying, "I think I was part of the groupthink." The groupthink, in terms of the build-up to war coverage was, of course, you know, Saddam was dangerous. We had to go in.
Right, and certainly the supposed liberal media, you know, the New York Times, we had Judith Miller for a year pounding on this thing, telling us all there was weapons of mass destruction.
Precisely. Right, and the smoking gun will be a mushroom cloud.
Right.
And
so do you think they've changed their coverage since then, that they've gotten any better?
No, absolutely not. The coverage, I mean, to read those stories was to get a little bit of admission, but a lot of cop-out, no sense that a single lesson was learned. A well-informed citizen seems to know more than the media in a lot on certain issues. It's not that hard not to know more than the media expects to know.
Boy, I hope you still have that job for a while. Let me go to a caller here. I think we've got Karen in Florida. Karen.
Oh, hello.
Hey, Karen. How are you?
Hey,
welcome.
Brad. Hi, Bob.
You know what? He can't hear you.
If I go upstairs, I've got you on my computer now. Can I listen to that? Or
yeah, well, you know what? We've got... Karen, can you hear what Bob just said?
I absolutely can. And Bob, thank you for the story. That was great.
Okay, here's how we're going to do it. She says, thank you for the story. That was great, Bob. What else you got, Karen?
Nothing. It was also a great week here in Miami-Dade, where we had a really excellent piece finally from our friend Robert Steinbeck, and the news that it looks like Dade is going to actually go to paper ballots.
So she's talking about the news that down in Miami-Dade they're actually going to go back to paper ballots.
That's the rumor.
Oh really?
Yep. Apparently, after everything that happened, they decided they needed to go from the hanging chads to the electric votes. Now they're going back to paper.
Of course, wasn't the presidential.
Not punch cards.
No, they're going to evaluate systems.
Right.
Is the plan.
They're going to evaluate all the systems, and they may be returning to paper. Figure that you can actually count. Hey,
right.
Karen.
Hey, yes.
Thank you for calling. I really appreciate it.
Congratulations. And
absolutely,
remind everyone,
yeah,
this is listener-sponsored, so I know you've been saying it, but I'm going to put in my 2 cents. Please, everyone, you know, chip in here so we can keep this going. This is really important.
You rock,
Karen. I'm going to go call PayPal. Go to PayPal right now.
Okay. Thanks, Karen. You
thanks,
rock.
Thanks, Ed. Take care.
Thanks for supporting us. Come on back next week.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She's down in Florida. And, I think that the more the people look at this, the more the people look at what actually went on, as we had down in Florida, you know, the situation where they went to electronic stuff and... Then they look at it, and, in fact, they found out that the thousands of votes, I think it was thousands of votes, had disappeared from the last few elections. Election supervisor just resigned. It's like whenever you bother to look at it, you find out there's trouble. But as long as you don't bother to look at it, everything's fine.
Right, exactly. Well, that's good news from Miami-Dade, and maybe it's the beginning of a trend. The feedback I've been getting from my column, I've been getting a number of letters from people telling me stories about talking to their own county officials.
Right.
DuPage County, Illinois, California, various places, and confronting nothing but the same kind of closed-mindedness about electronic voting. Which to me was equally as frustrating and frightening as the closed-mindedness of the media. And so if there is an open-mindedness among some county officials, that at least opens the door.
Do you plan on continuing reporting on this? Because you know what? There's not a lot of you guys in the mainstream that we can count on. This Baker-Carter Commission, the fix is in on this thing.
Well,
by the way, I'm told give us a call at 314-781-6540. We'll try to get you on, even though Bob won't be able to hear it, and I'll have to repeat it. But are you going to continue reporting on some of this stuff?
I'm certainly going to continue. I mean, my worry is I hope that my stories get picked up in the mainstream. There's no law that says that even if they're my clients, they have to run the stories. I don't know. I'm not sure that my story has appeared in the press. It's been all over the internet.
They have the option to, when you put out your columns, they have the option to pick it up around the country.
Right.
You put it out on your site. It goes out via the Tribune Syndicate.
Right, yes. I mean, it goes out on my site, but that's just separate. I mean, the Syndicate sends it out on the AP wire.
Right.
You know, and so the clients that have access, that have paid for this column can access it when it goes out. I tried to do a search on LexisNexis yesterday, and I didn't get anything coming back that story had run.
So you write this story, you put it out via the Syndicate, and people don't pick. I mean, you're a respected writer, award winner. You've been, you know, come out and say the 2004 election was stolen, and nobody noticed.
Yeah.
That's the silent scream of numbers, I guess. Let me take another call. And, Bob, in advance, I apologize because I'm going to have to sort of repeat what she says. And
that's okay.
That's why we call it Raw Radio. Hey,
yeah.
Heidi from California, are you out there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Heidi.
Hi, I just wanted to say this is great. I stumbled onto this because I was checking out once in a while when I can. I go to Raw Story to see what's happening, you know, what news I've missed, and I depend on, I've become dependent on articles that I see posted there, and I saw this radio thing, and I'm going, fabulous. And so I tuned in, and I say kudos to you, and this is great about Kohler. I just read the article, just went over to his website, just shot him an email.
Yeah, you know, I should give that address again, as he said, since it wasn't, you know, it went out to the wire, but isn't getting picked up, commonwonders.com. Guys, go check out this article. I mean, he tears him a new one. Can
it's
I say that
great.
On the air? Yeah, it was
you
great.
You can say that.
Hey, Bob,
I have one question.
She's going on and on about you and about your article, and, boy, we'll try to get this fixed by next week. So, yes, Heidi, you got another question?
Just one question. I heard you reference Velvet Underground with Kanye's letter, and I've been out of the loop. What is that about? Would you talk about that a little bit when you get a chance?
You bet. And as we're coming up on our finishing up our last hour of the first episode, I'm going to have to give this to you quickly. Bob, she was asking about Velvet Revolution, Velvet Underground. That's okay. You wouldn't be the first one to have made that mistake. I think we're going to have to talk a little bit more on another show about Velvet Revolution and how that was named. But velvetrevolution.us, go over there, check it out. There are two campaigns currently rolling. One sends a letter to Jimmy Carter and telling him that James Baker needs to step down from this phony baloney election reform commission that's been set up in secret, and please let your voice be heard. Go over there. Guys, your voice can be heard. We will help you.
Absolutely. Tell Kohler, if you will, that I'm going to print, if it's okay with him, if I can print, do the, you know, the movement thing, to print the article and plant it.
It'll print it out. Yeah, absolutely.
That's okay.
Bob, she wants to know, is it okay if she prints your story out and on paper and drops it far and wide, as Larissa Alexandrovna was talking about?
You know, like at work.
Printing these stories. And yes, print it out. Great idea.
Print it out and show it to your local editor, too. I mean, this story is kind of being used as a promo. It's free if any editor wants to use it.
Great.
Fabulous.
You know what? I'm glad you mentioned. Go to commonwonders.com. Everybody out there listening, and we know you're out there, commonwonders.com. Copy and paste this article. Go to your local newspaper. And, Heidi, thanks for calling, by the
way. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Go to your local paper, send it as a letter to the editor, ask them to, you know, get the story out there, because this is amazing stuff. Guys, listen, I got only 1 minute left. This thing goes much faster than I had ever imagined. Oh, wait, I got another segment. Okay, this segment goes faster than I had ever imagined. We're going to be back. Man, 4 hours flies by. This will be fun. We're going to be back. Bob, can you hang on through the break?
Yeah, sure.
All right. I think it's a minute or four break. I don't know. We'll find out. I understand there's jazz music playing during that break. We'll figure this out for next week. We're glad to have everybody on board. Thanks, Bob Kohler. Hang on through the break. And we'll be back very shortly with Brad Show on Raw Radio.
Raw Radio, Radio, Radio.
talking on air, Brad Friedman of the Brad Blog here on the Brad Show. Wow, how cool. How cool. We got up on the air in about 24 hours, and I think people could hear us. So thanks. We're on the line for our last segment. We have just a few minutes left. We're on the line with Bob Kohler from the Tribune Media Services, the man brave enough in the MSM to say that the election was stolen. I think we also have a caller. Sorry about this. Well, this is sort of seat of our pants radio, Bob. I'm going to have to repeat to you what they said. Thanks for being such a good sport. Dave in Eureka, California. Are you there, Dave? Oh, are you there,
not
Dave?
You. Can you hear me, Brad?
Well, hang on. We almost got you. Ken, the engineer, is nodding to me. Dave, are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can barely hear you in the other room. Can't hear him in my headset.
I'm still here.
There you go. Hey,
yeah.
Dave.
Thank
you,
hey, man.
How's it going?
Well, we're crazy active here in Humboldt County, working on a whole bunch of election reform matters and keeping our eye on you, the media juggernaut you are.
Brad Blog, the media juggernaut.
You like that?
Yeah.
You can use that if you want.
Okay, thank you. The media juggernaut. Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Well, you know, I wanted to tie together a couple of things that have been going on and that you mentioned. You asked earlier about what's it going to take. I think we need to stop expecting certain entities to behave any differently than they've ever behaved, like, you know, expecting a zebra to change its stripes. You know, I don't think we're going to see electronic machines without ballots produce relevant results, no matter how many times we might use them. So let's stop using them. You know, I don't think we're going to get the truth out of the mainstream media.
You're calling for an end to electronic voting machines altogether.
Well, you know, that's a point in a constellation. That's not the main thing I wanted to emphasize to you. What I wanted to really impress upon you is that, you know, maybe trying to build the biggest, loudest group of people to target a politician or to target a reporter, whatever, isn't necessarily the best approach. And maybe what we ought to be doing is taking that same, you know, unification and solidarity building and keep it community by community to express a more unified statement, which is basically we're not going to allow ourselves to be lied to anymore. We need to say there's no basis for confidence, no reason to believe in the results reported from U.S. federal elections. We need to connect this to saying that the consent of the governed is being denied. And, you know, this goes to the Velvet Revolution. I mean, what is a revolution? It's when the relationship of power between the government and the people begins to change. I got that from Rebecca Solnit's book, Hope in the Dark. You should read that, too.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Listen, I hate to cut you off short here. I'm running short on time.
Yeah, man, thanks.
Call back. We'll talk in future weeks, assuming we have them, about what we can do about this. Bob, he was suggesting that we have to take matters into our own hands.
Uh-huh.
And I guess we can't rely on you and your friends in the mainstream media, Bob.
Well, I think that's become clear. I mean, I waited 4 years for the media to act and, you know, and make sure that nothing like what happened in 2000, what happened in 2004, and there was no mechanism kicking into gear. I don't think we can wait for the media, no.
No, you know what? We're going to be the mechanism right here, Bob. I got to run because I got some business here to finish up before we finish this premiere episode. I want to thank you for being a great sport.
You're welcome.
And please keep making noise, Bob.
I'll do that.
Thank you, brother. Stay on this story. We need you to do that, all right?
Absolutely, Brad. Great to talk to you.
Thank you, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Okay, great.
All right. We got just a few seconds left. Thanks, Bob. I want to thank everybody, all my guests who were brave enough to come on to this premiere episode as we learn how to do radio live before your very ears. So I want to thank whistleblower Clint Curtis, vote fraud investigator Andy Stevenson, the lovely Larissa Alexandrovna. I just saw a picture of her for the first time today. She is lovely. And, of course, Tribune Syndicate editor Bob Kohler. In theory, we'll be back next week. How much time do I got there, Ken? Oh, not much. Hey, guys, if you want us back, go to rawstory.com, make a donation. Go to bradblog.com, make a donation. Let everyone know we're back on this same airwaves tomorrow, repeating at 12 noon Eastern. Thanks, guys.
We'll be back next week.
Raw Radio.
Coming soon.